Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zuli.
Well, good, everybody. Wonderful Monday morning, Jim, and all of the world.
Wow. We got a five-minute time delay thing there, so we're starting a little bit later than normal, but, you know, as we talked about all the other shows, how fast the time goes by, even a five-minute segment. But
Well, I'm going to have to leave you, though, at exactly 10:30 because
10:30,
I know. I'm shooting a commercial this week, and I've got a wardrobe fitting this morning.
So cool. I know. I got the text, and good luck with that. I hope it goes well. And, you know, I hope it's air-conditioned where you're at, you know.
No, it's not. I live in L.A., and back in the day, we didn't need air conditioning in L.A. because it wasn't that hot, but we certainly do now, and I certainly don't have it, but my fan is going. You can probably hear it in the background.
Yeah, and we try to talk about a budget, and sometimes it's hard to cut back on that part of it if you got a fan or an air conditioner going, you know, it's when it's 100 degrees out. But, it's you know, it's not that often we get these heat waves. People talk about them, but where we live, we don't get the hundreds too much. You know, we're normally
here. Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
And my hot topic today is the heat. It is genuinely hot out here in Southern California. And from what I understand, it's really pretty much hot all over the country, which is, you know, kind of hard, and as we get older, we don't think about it like we should, but we really have to be careful because you have to take care of yourself when the temperatures get up high like this. You have to remember to hydrate. You have to remember to stay indoors if it's air conditioning, or in some cities like Los Angeles, they have cooling stations for people that don't have air conditioning. It's like senior citizen centers or you know, common areas like that where they'll let you come and just sit all day because it's just so hot and you can cool off there. Go take in a couple of movies, you know. Take care of yourself during all this heat. And the main thing is don't just drink soda and lemonade. That's what we tend to want to do. That's not really good in all this heat. You need to drink lots and lots of water. So
oh,
I
yeah.
just want to remind everybody that, you know, it's unusual for California to be like this. In some areas, they're breaking records every day with going over 100. It's supposed to be like 115 in Palm Springs today. You got to take care of yourself. Keep yourself hydrated. Don't do too much activity in all this heat, even though you may want to exercise. Maybe go to a local pool and kind of do your exercises in the pool for a change. I just want to remind everybody, take care of yourself and keep emergency kits around, too. People have had power outages and pipes have been bursting, so there's been shortages of water. Keep plenty of water on hand, bottled water on hand, and make sure all your flashlights have batteries. Don't use candles. We had a horrific fire the other day from someone with candles. Keep your flashlights with batteries in it. Just be prepared and stay hydrated. And what's your hot topic today, Jim?
Well, I'm just going to throw a little advice. We've gone over this before. Like any endeavor, when you first start, you are experiencing, you know, whatever, making, when you start a job, when you start a career, when we're starting retirement, all right, that's starting something new. Making mistakes, learning, retirement is no different. When you go from a full-time working scenario to waking up with a day off every day, it's an adjustment. And usually one you like. I mean, it is kind of cool when you wake up and you have a day off. Well, the situation is now you have time off, and did you 30 or 40 years ago sit down with a retirement planner and go over your retirement? And most of us really haven't planned that thoroughly for that. But and I'll just go over this briefly. But here we are with all this time on our hands. And that means we can go out and putter around, go to the hobby shops, go to the nurseries, get involved with activities, and all this costs money. You're spending more gas. You have the grandkids. You're thinking like, oh, now I got a little time to remodel the house or do some gardening. So you're over at the nurseries, but you're buying with all this time on your hands. And you know the scenario I told you about, how much money most of us have, and that's not too much. The $44,000 a year thing and so on, repeat 4 to 5 times. Well, the bottom line is we have a lot of time on our hands. 80% or more of us have not had this budget put together that's following suit to what we're spending now, which takes the baby boomers that are retired and puts them back to work. And, all right, that's fine if you want to kill some time and do a part-time thing, but most of us don't want to go back to work full-time. So stop and think before you go out and, you know, you got that little guy on your shoulder with a calculator clicking every time you're spending money. Rethink your budget, have a budget planner, and just stop and think before you go out and spending all that money, and take some of that money you would have spent, put it aside, start another little savings account. Because really, you know what it's like. I mean, even when you go on your discount trips, a discount trip costs you money, you know? So we just have to budget and plan and live like you don't have that big nest egg like most of us don't have. But anyway, that's the scenario I keep putting out there to everybody over and over. And Rita, I imagine you've run into some people that came across conversations where it didn't follow suit the way they thought, right?
Ridiculous.
And
here we go for our first commercial, Jim.
There we go.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Okay, we're back.
We're back.
Easy at easywaybroadcasting.com. And I'll tell you, Aretha, we have a lot of shows, and we like examples. And we're baby boomers, and we're trying to stay in shape, and we're trying to keep busy. Well, our guest today is just on the top of the list when it comes to showing off what it's really like to stay in shape, to keep busy, keep active. And Pepper, are you on? Pepper J., she is
good
a journalist,
morning.
A lawyer. Let me brag a little
good
bit
morning,
more.
Good morning, Pepper.
Pepper doesn't want to talk about herself. Journalist, lawyer, teacher, actors, report. Pepper, you are, like I was saying, I don't know if you heard it, but you are a great example to our listeners, I'll tell you. I'm impressed.
Well, thanks, Jim. I appreciate
now,
you,
actors,
too.
Actors, reporter, actors, entertainment, entertainment journalist, new media publisher, teacher, lifetime teaching credentials, actors, member of the Screen Actors Guild, Actors Equity, fluent to speak, even Spanish. And you're still just as active as you were, and you still pretty much look like you looked like you're in college, and a lot of baby boomers are jealous when they see somebody like Pepper. How do you do it? You're nonstop.
I think you need new glasses, Jim, so I appreciate the thought.
No, but Pepper, you've got, I mean, we could take you and put you in a TV series, because like that, what was that movie when they drove around in the older cars and Wolfman Jack was on the radio show, and they were having a scenario what it was like in the 60s, and Pepper, you could
well,
probably...
Well, we were actually there.
We were there.
Yes, we were.
But I mean, Pepper went to Hollywood High, right, Pep?
My mother went to Hollywood High. I went to Dorsey High. Later, I taught school at Hollywood High
School
for several years. Yes.
Must be, you've got to have a couple interesting stories about maybe some of the people that went there, because that is the town where you have the, people in entertainment.
Well, the one thing I enjoy about teaching in Hollywood is the student body at that time, that was in the 70s, was from everywhere. I mean, you really had a mini world right there at one high school. And it was just so wonderful to see almost everybody get along, sharing their different nationalities of where they're from, whether it's costume or dance on their particular holiday, and getting along. I just thought teaching there was like I landed in heaven. It was fabulous.
And actually, Pepper and I went to the same middle school. That's what they call it now. They called it junior high when we were there. And we had the actual same acting teacher, Mr. Lamelli, who we both adored. Everybody adored Mr. Lamelli.
Mario Lamelli was fabulous. I owe my entire entertainment career to his compassion, his talent, his knowledge. And he was just so wonderful and confidence-building. Wasn't he fabulous, Lisa?
He was absolutely fabulous. I'm like you. He made me fall in love with acting. The performances he got out of middle school kids was just fabulous. And when I saw my first production at Audubon Junior High School, I thought, this is just magical. It was like a real Broadway show. It was really fabulous.
It was interesting because we had people from all over the community come and see the theater at a junior high school as if it was a real theater on off-Broadway. That's the type of reputation that Mr. Lamelli had. And what was the name of the orchestra, the chorus?
Mr. Innocencio.
Yes.
I also was in the orchestra. You know how much of an impact these two teachers had on my life, because I couldn't tell you, I don't think, two teachers from elementary school or two teachers from high school, but Mr. Innocencio and Mr. Lamelli were fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's not a difference it makes.
Pepper, let's dump Rita here, because I'm getting frustrated with Rita. Every time I give her one of these little things, she gets the answer, and it's frustrating for me. So I'm going to try something. Rita was probably only about 30, back in 1957. Anyway, there was a show. It was kind of in the category of, the down south people. And it was the name of a show, The Real, what was it called?
The Real McCoy.
No, Pepper was supposed to go to Rita, darn it. Anyway, back to
Richard Crenna, Walter Brennan, Captain Nolan.
One of your first TV sitcom.
Yeah, that was actually my first TV appearance, yes.
Wow, cool.
You must have been a child. Were you one of Little Luke's friends? Because you had to be a child in 57.
I was 7 or 8 years old at the time, and they first brought on the entire Brownie troupe. And we were there. We had a few lines to do this, that, and the other. And then a couple of weeks later, they just asked me back, and I thought, this is fun. But I thought it was interesting because it takes place on an outdoor cabin, but actually the set was indoors at what is now CBS Studios at Fairfax and Third. And I also thought it was interesting because there were lights everywhere on the ceiling, on the walls, coming up from the floor. And, of course, when you watch black and white TV, even color TV, you don't see any of that behind the scenes. So I thought that was interesting.
Oh, wow. And in 1990, you established the entertainment company Pepper J Productions, right? It was about 1990?
Right. I formalized Pepper J Productions at that time with my partner, John Michael Ferrari. I had been informally shooting and doing things since 73. But, yes, it was formalized with the city and state in 1990.
And you've worked with, a lot of people don't know, in Pepper's studio, there is endless amount of photographs of pictures with people on the ceiling, the walls, and there's just so many. You know, like American Idol, you've worked with Allison. I read you up. Stevie Wright. I mean, you worked with some. Do you have any stories ever that kind of stand out? People that you've had in the studio that that might stand out, get the pop in your head real quick?
Well, I've been very blessed to work with thousands of fabulous professional entertainers. We've had like 1,600 plus guests, including Risa, on our Actors Week chat show. I work with fabulous partners like Eric Zulli with the Easy Broadcasting, like Stevie Dupin with the Stevie D show, with Peggy Sweeney. I have a food show, Savoring the Sweetness. I have been so lucky. My ceiling and walls only fit about 200 plus pictures, and so some of them are up there, and I'm hoping that the new studio that I'm moving to will have more room for fabulous people.
You know what, guys? I've got a wardrobe fitting this morning, so I'm going to have to take off. Pepper, it's always great talking to you. Jim, I know you can handle it, and I'll see everybody else next Monday.
All right, Rafa. Have a good one.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, dear.
Well, Pepper, yeah, you've had Rafa to your studio down there in L.A.
Several times.
And, and now you're preparing a move, which is it's a big thing when you're going to move out somewhere and you're heading out.
Well, you know, Nevada.
Yeah, heading out to Nevada. And I mean,
you've
been out
about
there.
Retirement.
Yeah. Well,
and,
we've gone over that.
Right, and I retired from being a practicing attorney after like 30 some years, and I still teach, you know, privately performance skills to singers and actors and comics and attorneys and people that need an audience. But I'm moving to a horse ranch that I'm building a new stable on, and I'm going to still continue the acting and the shooting and the all of the actorsreporter.com shows, but I'm going to do it in a more relaxed, beautiful environment.
Yeah. Well, we've done, with Eric's show, Easy Way Broadcasting, we've done quite a number of shows. We've had some good times over at your studio in L.A.
Oh,
there.
Sure. Scores and scores. Eric Zulli is an amazing host, whether it's live or on the air. And he has a lot of contacts. He's like a walking Rolodex when it comes to the entertainment industry. And he has personally introduced me to probably over 100 people, including Risa. He introduced me to Risa originally years ago. And I'm so blessed. And I know that my relationship with Eric will last for a lifetime.
And, you know, we've talked before, and it's just amazing how we'll do a shoot at your house or something, and all of a sudden we'll be on the phone saying, "Oh yeah, remember Pep? It was about, what was that, a year ago?" We, you know, the time goes by so fast, and I know I've said that so many times before, but I don't know. It just seems like these months are just flying by, and now one of my favorite months is going to be we're halfway through or more, and so you know, when we talk about all our baby boomer scenarios and planning and so on and so forth. If you plan on doing something, you've really got to do it. And the putting things off scenario is something from the past. We got it. If you want to take a trip to Palm Springs or a cruise or whatever, if it's in the budget, you really got to kind of do it, because otherwise it's not going to happen, you know.
Well, I think
so. You're still going to be coming back,
boomer.
Right? I mean,
yes,
you're going to Nevada,
well,
but you're going to be doing the back and forth once in a while.
Right, I am. I am booked to act in a feature film that shoots in Thailand. So I'll be there from October 15th to November 17th. And before then, I'm shooting a short. And I'll be back and forth everywhere. You know, the world is a small place now, and I think every baby boomer will agree on one thing, that the older that you get, the faster time flies. I know as a child, summer lasted forever, and now it's a blink of the eye. And postponing stuff is just not what should be happening. You know, we're here only a moment in time. We're blessed to experience this life, and it's definitely for only a certain period of time. If we're lucky, you know, it's 100 years, you know. But my father, who died at 97, said it's not how long we're here, it's how well we're here. So I say, eat today, carpe diem, and go for it.
Exactly, yeah. Because, well, you know, it's like you were saying, we're fortunate to have, well, basically to have made it to where we're at, because, you know, we both know people that were a lot younger than us that aren't here. And,
right,
you know,
exactly.
I was at the fire department. Yeah, experienced that. But, and, you know, you pretty much, you kind of followed your dream, right? Like, I told Eric, follow your dream. He talked about, you know, we were covering engineering and that so many scenarios that Eric was going to go with, maybe building bridges or law or whatever. And, you know, he followed, I said, follow your dream. Was this kind of like your scenario? Well, you were in law for a long time, but in the back of your mind, as you're doing your law, and that was that kind of an interest you've always had in the entertainment world?
I've enjoyed everything that I've done. I've chosen it because I thought I would, and fortunately I have. I've always been in entertainment. I come from an entertainment background, and I just feel very blessed to have had so many wonderful opportunities in front of and behind the camera. I really think that deciding what you like and what you're good at, putting these two things together, and then figuring out what you can do to satisfy those two criteria, then you'll have a happy life, I think. You know, be honest, be ethical, be moral, and try to stay legal. And if you have a little luck and a little blessing from above, then, you know, I think you should do pretty well.
That's what I've always taught Eric. You have to have hard work, determination, drive, and resilience, but without faith, morals, and ethics, it seems to be a waste of time, you know? And, but Pepper, I want to thank you for coming on the show, because I know you're so
it's
busy.
It's my pleasure.
Everything else. Can you go over how we would contact you and your site and everything again?
Sure. ActorsReporter.com. If you want to know about me personally, it would be pepperj.com, PepperJay.com. Jim, I've got to run, but thank you so much. I love
talking
to you.
Thank you, Pepper. And we'll be talking to you. Let me know if you need any help with that moving.
My pleasure. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, Pep. Bye-bye. Hey, guys. You know that, I try to express that to you. Keeping busy is so important. And some of the examples I see, like I use Pepper, because, okay, we're in retirement, but it doesn't mean that you just have to look for a golf course or putter in the backyard. There's nothing wrong with golfing and puttering in the backyard. That's all fine and that. But I like the doctor we had out here down in the corner, he said he's going to retire. And I said, well, are you going to keep busy? And he said, yeah. And sure enough, it was about a year and a half later, he was back to work again. It's just so important that you follow through with this. Like, you remember I told you the average baby boomer made $44,000 a year, and they're supposed to, according to the statistics, if they want to live halfway comfortably, they have to retire with 11 times, I believe, 11 times.